get my shoes and out the door. Five, I'm alive. Six, seven, eight, feeling great.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer and I'm your co-host. Today our guest is Taro from Four Sigmatic. Four Sigmatic is a mushroom superfood company founded by a group of Finnish friends. It is based on the belief that health can be vastly improved through simple dietary tweaks. The easiest way to do this? Mushrooms. The most scientifically studied and proven superfood. Four Sigmatic strives to popularize functional mushrooms by incorporating them into more mainstream products like coffee and hot cocoa. Four Sigmatic was founded in 2012. Its products launched in the U.S. in 2015. Taro, it's a pleasure to have you on as a repeat guest.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. Pleasure to be here.
You know, when I heard you were publishing a new book, I knew I had to reach out again. And before I begin, let me encourage anyone who's listening today who hasn't listened to our first podcast interview, please check it out on iTunes. It was released November 8th of last year, and it's number 68 on Beyond Your Wildest Genes. And it's essentially Medicinal Mushrooms 101. So tell me, Taro, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm traveling a lot with the book coming out and flying tomorrow in New York again. And I just got back to LA where I live a few days ago. So it's been a hectic time, but that again, it's also great mushroom foraging season. So hopefully I'll get to catch some mushrooms in New York.
There's no doubt. I was in the Catskills last month, and because of the rainy season, there was all sorts of black trumpets and other kind of mushrooms that I were very familiar with. And then just the other day, definitely some seps around by me too. So it is good foraging season without a doubt right now.
That's awesome. Hopefully I'll not be inside of meetings too long. I get to enjoy the forest as much as I can. But I'm also excited to talk to a lot of people about some of the other stuff they don't know about mushrooms and my cooking with mushrooms as well.
Yeah, so let's give the audience just a few seconds, maybe 30 seconds to a minute, just a little bit of your background for Sigmatic, and then the difference between medicinal mushrooms and culinary mushrooms and kind of where they intersect.
Sure. So my name is Taro, and I'm a 13th-generation family farmer out of Finland, and I've studied chemistry and nutrition and work with nutrition for the last about 14 years, and then about 12 years ago, started my first mushroom venture. Like you self said, Four Sigmatic tries to like really popularize the consumption of mushrooms, and especially these functional mushrooms, or sometimes known as medicinal mushrooms. So those are a little different from the culinary ones, and there is some overlap. So culinary mushrooms, on layman terms, grow on the ground, and functional mushrooms grow on the tree. And on the culinary mushrooms are the butter mushroom, the portobello mushroom, and then the functional mushrooms are the chaga, the reishi, the turkey tail. Now, there are some mushrooms that are actually growing on trees that are functional mushrooms that can also be used great for culinary purposes. And some of these are the ones that your listeners might be most familiar with, such as shiitake, maitake, maybe lion's mane, and enoki. So those are examples of actual functional mushrooms that are also delicious enough that they're used for culinary purposes as well. But that's maybe the best of both worlds, I guess.
Yeah, so let's dive right into the new book. What's its title and what can we expect? I think it's released as being released early October, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's October 10th, and it's called Healing Mushrooms. And it's basically the world's first book on these functional mushrooms as it is. So a lot of books have been written about the culinary mushrooms and mushroom foraging, but this one is really deep diving on the 10 most researched and commonly available functional mushrooms. Some of them are very popular, such as I mentioned, the shiitake, enoki, maitake, but then some of them are a little more exotic, such as tremella, cordyceps, and chaga. But the most common reason, the biggest reason why I wrote this book is actually the recipes. So there's 50 recipes on how to use these mushrooms. So first question people often ask me, and why in the world would mushrooms and what that can they do to our health? But the second question is immediately is, well, how do I use them? When do I take them? How do I take them? How do I prepare them? Like some people say they don't like the mouthfeel of mushrooms or the flavor of mushrooms. And I teach in the book how you can use them in cocktails, desserts, savory meals, easy snacks, mushroom bacon, mushroom ice cubes, so on and so forth. So So this book also has 50 recipes that are very innovative, exciting ways how to utilize functional mushrooms in your daily life.
In our first interview, we talked a lot about cordyceps, shaga, and those types. But you mentioned it already, shiitake, maitake, a little bit turkey tail. How about touching upon those mushrooms, you know, how you use them, their benefits, because those we have not spoken about.
Yeah, I think the first one that what every listener should get familiar with is probably shiitake. So shiitake is probably, after reishi, the most well-studied mushroom for our health. And actually, it's also probably, after the butter mushroom, the most common mushroom grown. So that's a fascinating one. It's commonly available. You can probably find it in most grocery stores. And just to kind of summarize on a high level, what does shiitake do for our health is it can actually help support your liver and liver detox and help with our skin quality and possibly help with lowering cholesterol. So shiitake is quite the power palm. It also has the same immunomodulating benefits of some of the mushrooms that we talked last time. So if you go back to the episode and listen to that, you will learn about beta-glucans and polysaccharides and immunomodulation. And shiitake is no different. It's also great for the immune system, especially famous for one particular polysaccharide called lentinan, which actually kind of gives its Latin name as well. So shiitake is definitely a mushroom everybody should get familiar with. And I think it's great in as a some sort of a meat substitute as well, personally. But it's great for skin and liver, and then lowering cholesterol. So
now the first time I had shiitake was, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago at a restaurant. It was just like, it was just simply grilled and served, you know, as some sort of exotic dish. But I assume in this new book, you're full blown recipes on really how to make these things really flavorful.
Yeah, I think the crowd favorite so far, I've cooked these meals to a lot of people, is probably the mushroom bacon. So using sliced shiitakes and put them in oil and certain spices on the oven and makes them crispy. And actually, in the case of mushrooms, the heat and the oils actually help extract the health benefits out of them. So actually, heat and lipids actually help them make more bioavailable. So that's also great. But yeah, mushroom bacon is for most people, very delicious. And I agree that a lot of meals you find in restaurants using mushrooms are kind of bland and they don't really have a lot of flavor because chefs are taught how to cook with vegetables, but not with mushrooms. So I think many people don't have the knowledge on how to actually prepare them.
Now, maitake, I believe, is a very strong immune boosting mushroom. And I've also had it pickled before. How do you work with maitake in this book?
Honestly, maitake is maybe my favorite culinary mushroom as well. I just absolutely adore its flavor. And for some people, actually, you might recognize it as hen of the woods. So sometimes in the Northeast, it's called hen of the woods, or some people call it sheep's head, ram's head. So just if you ever heard hen of the woods or ram's head, this is maitake. And like you said, it's very powerful, the immunomodulation properties. Again, it has these SX fractions, very particular type of polysaccharides again. So I guess if I take one step back, it's good to know that mushrooms are kind of like dark leafy greens. So even though they all have polysaccharides the same way as all dark leafy greens have chlorophyll, the color green, it's also good to kind of vary your greens. So have spinach and kale and dandelion and nettle the same way with mushrooms. Even though they all have polysaccharides, they're slightly different. But besides that immune support, I think maitake is the best mushroom by far for blood sugar. So it really helps with blood sugar. And blood sugar is obviously important for weight loss, and certain people have struggled with that, but just maintaining a balanced blood sugar. And it's also great for the digestive tract. So so people who have digestive issues that might be like GI tract stuff, it could be a fascinating mushroom for that. And as far as cooking, there's so many different ways how you can do it, from maitake muffins to also just this is not in the book per se, but maitake is one of, like I said, my favorite mushrooms. And the soft, elusive umami flavor that it has, the fifth flavor, I kind of like just, you can just cook it in butter or another type of oil and it really comes out. So you don't necessarily need to buy my book to prepare a delicious maitake. You just put it with butter. But there's a lot of unique ways how you can make it like more blood sugar friendly meals by using maitake, and that's also covered in the book a lot.
You've mentioned, you know, cooking these mushrooms with oils or butter, and that's the reason. And explain that reason a little bit more, why that's so important.
So mushrooms, especially these mushrooms that grow on trees, so these functional mushrooms, have a chitin layer. So and that chitin is we cannot absorb it. So some of them you can cut with a knife, some of them you can't, but in a way, nevertheless, they should be prepared almost like you prepare bone broth. So that you need to apply heat and lipids to unlock their benefits. Also, in the case of some mushrooms, cooking them or sauteing them actually removes some possible toxins if they're foraged mushrooms. So there's also that as a reason why it can be beneficial. But using the both water soluble compounds, the polysaccharides, kind of love heat and high water, and then these more adaptogenic properties in the maitake and shiitake and other mushrooms, those kind of love either a lipid or alcohol. So it's you're extracting the fat soluble compounds out of these mushrooms.
Yeah, let me just say, if people are interested in learning a lot more quickly about mushrooms and how to cook them, Four Sigmatic on their website, they have a great section and a couple great tutorials. What are they called again, Taro? It's Mushroom Academy.
Yeah, Mushroom Academy. So we have three free courses. It's a free e-learning course about mushrooms in general. So if you're interested in learning what mushrooms can do in a quick bullet-sized, bite-sized format, go do the Mushroom Academy levels, and you'll learn a lot more.
Now, how about turkey tail? Turkey tail, I think I see often in nature. I'm just a little hesitant to go for it, but speak a little bit on turkey tail.
Yeah, I mean, look, turkey tail is probably the easiest mushrooms to start foraging out of these in the beginning. Not only it's widely found, but it's also very safe to find. It's grown on decaying trees and tree stumps, and there is a false turkey tail as well, but it's totally non-toxic. So it looks like a tail of a turkey or a rainbow piece. It's fairly small, and if you just learn it once, you always learn. It's like a fan-like shape, sometimes in tiered clusters and multiple colors. Even its Latin name refers to many colors. And it's a very easy mushroom to find and recognize. And why would one use turkey tail? It's actually funny is that turkey tail has been used as a compounds extracted from turkey tail has been used since the 1980s in Japan as a government allowed cancer drug. So there is two compounds that are very extremely well studied out of turkey tail that are extracted. There is the polysaccharide crestin or PSK and polysaccharide peptide PSP. And these two isolated compounds out of turkey tail are among the most studied properties, and they're incredible for infections and other things like that. But a lot of people also report in turkey tail similar to things as maitake, and sometimes with reishi, like helps with digestion and common cold and flu. So it's a good all-around wellness mushroom that is also extremely studied for individual compounds, especially in Japan. And I believe it's going now through FDA trials here in the U.S. as well through the Boston University. So hopefully we'll hear a lot more about turkey tail soon, especially because it's growing in almost every nook and cranny in the U.S.
Fascinating. Now, what are a few of your other favorite recipes in the new book?
Well, actually, you can use turkey tail for one of the easy ones. I do an avocado mousse. So I think a lot of my friends have now been really excited about just controlling their sugar, and they've been on the ketogenic diet and or fasting or just generally being mindful. But then they report that, oh, I still have a sweet tooth and I want something that I can have. And what I've been doing to a lot of my friends is just mixing avocado and coconut oil, maybe a little bit of nut milk, cacao powder, and then using sometimes things like stevia and monk fruit, and then adding these mushroom extracts there. And they're a really a delicious way of like preparing a sugar-free dessert that you can have on your fridge for actually multiple days. And whenever guests come or you feel those cravings, you can just have them, and you're getting the benefits of not only good fats in coconut and avocado, but you're also getting cacao powder, real cacao powder, and mushroom extracts and possibly other adaptogens in your body. So I really like that recipe a lot, and I think that can help a lot of people. But there's so many. Like, I love all of them. There's mushroom, like I said, cocktails and mocktails, and there's mushroom pizza and mushroom fries and mushroom ice cubes, and there's a lot of stuff there. But maybe that avocado mousse is a current favorite.
Great. I'm personally looking forward to the book. I have it on order already, so I'm looking forward to getting it. Now I have two relatively final questions, Taro. One, I noticed there's some new products on Four Sigmatic. Do you mind talking about those products a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So, are you talking about the sleep and the brain? So, a lot of people have been asking us for products that you can mix with cold water. A lot of people travel and they don't have a blender or a milk frother or whatever with them. So we make two of these stick pack products you can mix in cold water. Other one is for the brain and it comes in lemon flavor, and the other one comes in sleep stick when in a berry flavor. And we use for the brain, we use lion's mane and cordyceps for the brain power, and we combine it with things like acetylcholine and rhodiola, very high quality strain of this adaptogenic rhodiola. And for the sleep, we use another favorite of mine, ashwagandha, clinically studied ashwagandha, reishi spores and reishi fruiting bodies with kind of my normal evening time stack of supplement, which is L-tryptophan, L-theanine, and magnesium. So ashwagandha, reishi, L-theanine, L-tryptophan, and magnesium. So those are the products, and they come in easy sticks and in a 30-day box, and you can have a 30 days of brain power and 30 days of sleep power by trying them out.
Cool. Yeah. I've yet to try them. I've had a few patients that have tried them, so I'll be trying them really, really shortly. I think that those are two things that really excite me. More brain power and better sleep. I don't know how you can go wrong with either of those things.
Yeah, those are good starting points for a lot of stuff, especially sleep. And I would say is like people who are really into already mushrooms and maybe this stuff that we today talked about are familiar with, I highly recommend getting into reishi spores. So using the spores and especially the terpenes in the spores is a whole nother fascinating world. And especially if you're highly stressed or you struggle with sleep, reishi spores are quite the powerful thing to look into, besides the other ingredients in the blend. But I'm especially excited about reishi spores.
Cool. Now I've been asking a question the last several interviews. If I was to ask you, Taro, from waking up in the morning to bedtime, what's your daily routine like?
Well, I get asked this a lot, and my answer is that my routine is that there is no routine. I try to not like force my body something it's not liking at that moment. And I also travel a lot, and I'm different. Sometimes I'm in snow and sometimes I'm in the desert. I was just in Palm Springs and I believe it was like 114 degrees. So it's a very different diet. But I would say in the morning, my key focus is opening the body and hydrating the body. So those I'm really focused on various ways how I'm hydrating with water, lemon, lime, salt, various tonics. I don't tend to eat that much. Then I do an exercise midday, and I tend to eat a big lunch. And then I usually take a nap. I'm a big napper. And then I take another tonic after the nap. And then that can vary from a lot of different things. And then I have a lighter dinner, usually a salad of some sort, and then an evening tonic as well of some sort. So those are the kind of like the kind of the framework I look at things. But like I said, my routine is that I don't really have a routine and like to live in the moment and trying to see what my body's craving for.
Great. Beautiful answer. Now, this will be in the show notes, but I'd like the audience to hear it from you. How can our audience find more about Four Sigmatic, the new book, products, so on and so forth?
Yeah, so Four Sigmatic is, you can go to our website, foursigmatic.com, foursigmatic.com, and it's Four Sigmatic on all the social, from Instagram to Facebook to whatnot. And probably to follow me, the best way to do is go to those websites and find my work there as well. And like you said, we have a free Mushroom Academy, so you can buy the book for $16 normally. I assume it's on Amazon. It's a little cheaper now as well. But so if you go to Amazon or another prominent bookstore like Barnes and Noble or BAM Books or whatever, you can find it there under Healing Mushrooms and my name. And then I would say if you're not excited about reading books, you should also check out the Mushroom Academy, which is pretty. It's videos and little quizzes to learn about more about mushrooms.
Great, Tara, I truly appreciate your time. I always love interviewing you, talking mushrooms. I've always been interested in, and it's been great being able to interview a few times. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. And I really appreciate you taking me on the second time, and also look forward to your feedback on the book and the new products to come.
Definitely will. All the links to purchase Four Sigmatic's line of superfoods and the new book will be in the show notes. A specially designed discount code for 10% off for our loyal listeners is BYWG. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer, your co-host, and you are listening to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. If you like what you've heard today, please share this with your friends and family and encourage them to subscribe on iTunes. You can sign up for our incredible weekly email at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com. And by the time this podcast is released, our newest 12-module course, Getting to Goddess, should be available. You can access this by going to our website, www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com, and clicking the tab BYWG Academy. Thank you, and as my oldest son Hayden says, be awesome and never unawesome.